Hello, and welcome to the Witchcast. This is the podcast about making a podcast. It's easy enough to set up a few microphones and talk shit, but it's harder to know what that perfect niche is. And to be honest, we aren't too sure either. I'm Matt Thompson, and today I'm joined by Ollie. Squiggly bracket, say hi.
Hi.
This week, we're going to be talking about finding that perfect recipe online. You know the one?
Yeah, I think I have a bookmark out of my, like, fucking 3,000 bookmarks. It's in there somewhere.
Did you have a folder just called recipes that you never look in?
I do. Fuck, I have so many bookmarks. I occasionally go through and, like, recategorize my bookmarks. Like, I have, like, so... Actually, like, I've seen people who have, like, a billion tabs open, so I feel like I'd rather have, like, my weird fucking bookmark maze that's fucking indecipherable.
Yeah, I just recently cleared out mine. There was, like, so much, like, garbage on it. Like, fucking old anime lists from, like, high school and stuff.
No, sometimes you get, like, that perfect nug that's in there. Fuck, you get, like, that one thing you forgot about fucking, like, 8 years ago, and you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, you might find some gold every once in a while, but you never find what you're looking for if you're actually trying to find something.
Yeah.
This week, we'll go over a few ideas and give it a rating. And if it's good enough for the Gordons and Marthas of the cooking industry, it'll get its own show. But if it just isn't good enough, it's going to go to the podcast graveyard where everything is covered in slightly just too much olive oil to enjoy. Chicken, wet. Salad, dripping. Wrestlers, fucking drenched.
Oh, shit. Fuck, you can use so much shit with olive oil. Fuck, it's like a lube up.
It's the most versatile lubricant. In the kitchen, you know, as an emergency fuel for a lighter. In the bedroom.
Fuck, it really is. Like, if you want anything that's edible and lubed up, you're just fucking ready to go. Like, you don't want to taste that salad. You just want to fucking slide right down. So just fucking throw some olive oil on that, baby.
Just roll up all the salad into a little wet bowl and...
Yeah, that's how... Although, like, I have seen people that eat fucking, like, sad, like, spaghetti. Like, they fucking, like, you know, like, roll it around in, like, a fork and just eat it all in one big go.
They just fucking spin it around on the fucking plate.
Like some fucking fettuccine or some shit.
Oh, my God.
It happens. So I wanted to bring up, didn't Martha Stewart go to prison?
Yeah, she's out now, I think.
Was it tax evasion, or did she fucking just stab someone in a cooking show? Like, I never found out why.
Martha's she's a hard lady, man. I'm sure she killed a bitch or two in prison, for sure. No doubt. I actually don't know what Martha Stewart went to prison for.
Yeah.
Well, doesn't matter anyway, because she went to prison, you know, she got a TV show with Snoop Dogg, so
yeah,
he also went to prison.
Was that before? Wait, did Snoop Dogg go to prison?
Oh, wait, did he go to prison? I think he was on trial, like, back in the 90s.
I don't think so.
I don't think he went. He didn't go to prison, actually.
No, like, well, not Martha for that Stewart, occasion, but. Martha Stewart is, like, a bad bitch. He probably killed someone with a grill. But, like, Snoop Dogg is, like, a fucking pure being. Like, all he cares about is that good fucking kush. Like, that's all that's going through his mind. Like, he's yeah, reached, like, the fucking Zen state.
But back in the 90s, he was on trial for murder, if you remember.
What?
Yeah, he was like when he was like first starting out, like his rap career and shit. He was involved with like gangs and stuff, and he was basically like the bard of their gangster community.
Oh shit, really?
Yeah, so they were like, okay, we do the killing and the stealing and shit, and you write the songs about us doing the killing and the stealing.
But like, I thought like the two things a bard does is, like, they demoralize people by, like, calling them a bitch, or they just fucking seduce shit, like dragons and whatever.
Yeah, dude, that sounds like Snoop Dogg, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what he's capable of, but could probably seduce a dragon.
Anyway, I had an idea for a podcast today.
Oh, wait, Matt, can you hold it? I need to let the dog in.
Oh, yeah.
And you fucking open that door for the pooch.
Let him in.
Okay.
Release the hounds.
Oh, Okay, I'm back. I'm just kind of checking things out.
He's just scoping out the situation in the room.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I feel like every dog is like, as soon as they enter a room, they gotta do a fucking vibe check.
Ocular pat down. Who's the threat?
Yeah.
So today, I tried to look for a recipe online today for lunch, and I just broke down mentally and emotionally. I just couldn't handle the stress of finding a recipe online. So I was inspired to write this podcast idea, and it's more of an appeal to the right online food blogger writers, you know. But I felt like I just had to make a point, you know, on certain topics regarding their industry. By no means, I have no skill in cooking or even culinary writing, or, you know, I respect that, you know, what these guys do, but I think that there's some things that definitely need to change. Wouldn't you agree, Ollie, on a few aspects of the cooking industry publications and stuff?
Yeah, they really need to fucking step that shit up.
Yeah, so I think let me read this and just, you know, stop me at any point if you want any explanations or if you want me to delve deeper on a few topics.
But I are you okay? You sound kind of down. Like, you sound really like fucking, it took you back a little bit.
Yeah, I won't lie. It you know, it really did take a toll on my health and my mental well-being when I just wanted to look at some recipes. So
did you even find the recipe?
No, I ended up making a bagel instead.
Oh shit.
So I think my idea, first of all, I think the name of this podcast should be, I'll tell you the name afterwards. It might make more sense afterwards. So,
okay.
I'll just head into it here. And then, like I said, just stop me at any time. Okay.
Okay.
Today, I wanted to have something for lunch. Something a little crispy, crunchy, even salty on the outside, but something still light, soft, and fluffy within. A golden brown complexion, but with a rough granular surface to the touch. The taste of starches, the rich butter and freshly diced chives that rain down onto my plate. Mature cheddar that crumbles to the touch as it falls between the cracks of the roasted shell of a hand-cut root.
Oh, fuck.
The shape, almost like a canoe that our forefathers once rode to find their own food. Years pass, decades come and go. It has now been centuries, but the same taste still endures. The same topology your own mouth maps as your tongue recoils at the steam unleashed by the first bite.
What the fuck? No, wait, Matt. How horny were you for that food when you wrote this? Because, like, I can feel the sexual tension between you and that food just from over here.
I was so fucking hungry when I wrote this. it would just not be the same without the humble potato wedge, who has sat quietly by in silent strength and solidarity. Now, in the current age of man, it seems that many of us have forgotten that taste. Yet we still yearn, we still search. The knowledge is not lost, far from it. Whispers were passed from mother to daughter, father to son, who then shared it with the world. A vast sea of knowledge that our forefathers could have never dreamt of sailing in their canoes of wicker and wood. The where, the when, the why, all at the fingertips of every being today, would have been a god in the past. The power of knowledge, history, fire, the modern might of today is information. So, why the fuck does it take so motherfucking long to get a recipe for some French fries? All I want to know is how much, with what, for how long, and how hot. I don't give a single nugget of petrified mammoth shit about your grandmother's wartime casserole, Aaron Hart, from the website aaronskitchen.com. But what I do care about is a simple recipe for home-cooked potatoes. I know you know, and I know you have perfected them, and I know you have given us this recipe so that we can learn from their trials. So, why the fuck do you make us wade through so much drivel about the old country and how it'll change my life, while dodging a page full of ads for winter furniture deals and probiotics for my turd cutter? Get rid of the bullshit, Aaron. I do not need to know the taxonomy of a fucking golden Yukon. Just give me a list of fucking shit that I need, a list that I need to do in what order, for how long, and what I need to fucking put these bad boys in the oven for. Yes, it's low in fat, and yes, it's packed with energy. Yes, they will bring a smile to the face of a child who has been playing in the hot summer sun for hours, but I do not care. I can't, I won't, and I fucking refuse to learn. I am fucking hungry, Aaron. I want to eat.
I want to know.
And I want to eat right now. Right now, Aaron, right? Miss Aaron of fucking Aaron's Kitchen, whatever the fuck this shit website was.
Are you looking at a recipe right now?
I was looking at it. I'll show you this recipe that I was looking at. But right now, Aaron is the fucking enemy of Flavortown, right? Okay, this is my idea, a solution. A simple one. Put all of the information I need right at the top and put all the bullshit down, 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 down into the fucking recesses of the page so I don't need to see that shit. I don't want to know, and I know for goddamn sure no one else does either. Get your fucking life together, Aaron, before I fucking do it for you.
Oh, fuck. Like, I really feel this one. Like, I don't know how many times I've been trying to get, like, a fucking chicken parm. And then, like, I have to go through it about someone who went to Japan and he fucking got divorced from his wife. And then some weird-ass story about, like, how it changed the flavor of this recipe and he can't eat it anymore. And then, like, I want the flavor. I want it to go straight to the fucking flavor. And I can make that fucking recipe.
Exactly, right? Why would anybody ever look at a recipe? Like honestly, if someone asked you, like, or if you went to look for a recipe, right, Ollie, why would you look at a recipe?
Because I'm hungry.
Yeah, you're hungry, right? And because you want to know how to make it, right?
Yeah.
You want to know, like, what ingredients you need. Or, like, even if you can make it, you know, you might look at a recipe and say, like, oh, do I have enough, you know, do I have the right ingredients for this? So why the fuck do people like Aaron from aaronskitchen.com, okay? Why the fuck is 50% of their page fucking ads? The other 50%, another one is a fucking video of someone doing the cooking. I don't give a shit.
Oh, shit, I forgot. Fuck, I forgot about the aspect that you have to dodge, like, fucking, like, three different videos before you even get to the recipe.
Yeah, two of them are not even for the fucking potatoes. One of them is a potato, but I don't want to watch somebody make the fucking potato. I want you to tell me how to make it. I don't have time to watch a video. Give me the list of shit that I need.
No, but it's about, like, building up the anticipation for that recipe. Like, then, like, by the time you even fucking find the recipe, you're fucking hungry. Like, it doesn't matter how bad the recipe is. Like, it'd be fucking delicious from how fucking long you waited to find the recipe.
It wasn't really delicious because I didn't get to eat it. Because I was so fucking hungry and, like, fucking destroyed emotionally that I couldn't even make these fucking potatoes. And when I did look at this recipe, okay?
You gotta be destroyed so, like, the potatoes can build you back up, Matt.
Dude, okay. I'm looking at the ingredients right now, okay? The ingredients are in the last quarter. The last fucking quarter of the page. It says, there's a little fucking heart symbol here. 62.4K hearts are coming off the fucking screen. I don't fucking believe that 162.4K little hearts came all the way down to this fucking page. Read this shit. Why the fuck is it in the bottom quarter, man? I'm gonna fucking shit my pants.
I don't think you will because there's no fucking food in your body.
Yeah, that's true.
Fucking, they fucking juked you. Maybe they think if they give enough hearts, they'll just unleash that recipe on them. Or, like, maybe, I don't know. We're all just trying to find the best fucking recipe.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you had, like, more willpower than I do. Because I think I get about halfway through the page before I just move on to, like, a different website.
I know. Well, the thing is, like, this recipe itself is called Best Ever Potato Wedges, so I didn't really have any options. I couldn't actually go to a different page because this is obviously my number one choice, right? As it says in the title here.
Yeah, but you gotta fucking work for that, for the best. It's like the fucking the holy grail of fucking
but
potato
should I,
wedges.
Though, should I really have had to fucking work this hard for some lady to give me an ingredients list? Like, if we take a look at the very top of the article here, or sorry, the recipe, there's all kinds of potato shit all around. Okay, fine. Other stuff I can make with potato. Fine. The first paragraph. Seasoned baked potato wedges are the perfect side dish and great with everything from oven fried chicken to a juicy steak dinner. Why the fuck do you think I'm here, Aaron? I know this. I'm fucking looking at the recipe because I want to fucking eat it. Are you trying to sell me this recipe? I'm already here. Okay, further down. What's your go-to side dish? In this house, we love potatoes. Me too, bitch. Why do you think I'm here? Next section. Why this recipe works. Roasting potatoes at a high heat. I know. That's why I came here for you to fucking tell me. Don't tell me about telling me. Just fucking tell me, Aaron.
Wait. So, like, if I made a cooking website or, like, a recipe list, I'd write that recipe for someone who has a fucked up oven. Because, every single fucking house I've lived in has, like, a fucking weird fucked up oven or, like, an oven that, like, the instructions are so fucking weird that you cook everything on the wrong setting. Like, in my first year of uni, like, I broiled fucking everything. Like, everything was fucking burnt on the front and fucking cold on the bottom. Because I didn't know how to use that fucked up shit. So, like, you need to fucking write that shit for the common man. For the, craving the flavor.
Exactly. You should have one set of instructions for people with normal ovens. People with electric ovens, people with gas ovens, maybe temperatures in Fahrenheit and Celsius, and then a set of recipes for people with fucked up ovens, because I have one.
Yeah. And
it gives you a gas mark, right? They say, like, oh, cook on gas mark 6. But our oven is busted, so you have to times the number by, like, 1.5 the amount of gas marks and shit.
Yeah, I swear, like, the oven I have, like, whatever fucking time is on that recipe, just fucking double it. Double that shit.
Yeah, exactly. 2-minute rice in 4 minutes, you know?
Nah, it's gonna take fucking 20 minutes, bitch. You know it's gonna take fucking 20 minutes. Even to fucking just get that shit in the oven.
Maybe it's my lack of experience in the kitchen. Fine, I'll yield to that 100%. I'm not a chef. That's why I came to you, Aaron. I came to this website to learn, and at least to be told.
But, like, there's this plight. Like, I can feel it in my soul. Like, you just mentioned it to me, like, today, and, like, fuck, like, I've been through that so many times. Like, fuck.
Let's keep looking at this website. So, I'm basically an inch, right, an inch down from the top, and I'm still not at any fucking part of the recipe, okay? Aaron continues to say, the combinations of spices adds a kick of flavor without the hassle of chopping up garlic and onions. Okay, add spice. Just say fucking add spice. Low-fat cooking spray makes them less oily. Okay, use less oil. Next paragraph. Easy homemade potato wedges, finally. What does it say? This recipe is perfect for busy weeknights because it is so quick and easy to prepare, and they taste like the ones you get from restaurants and pubs. Okay.
It's like, yeah. Yeah.
Next paragraph. Which potatoes are best? I don't have whatever the fucking potatoes you're talking about, man. I have my potatoes. I don't need this fucking list, man.
No, I was just gonna say, like, for potatoes, like, yeah, like, they, every, like, most supermarkets just have, like, one fucking type of potatoes. Like, I don't know if, like, russet potatoes or, like, the weird fucking pro baking potatoes or whatever they have, fucking, like, expert mode potatoes.
I just bought some potatoes. You know what they're called? White what? Potatoes.
Like, just potato, what?
Just...
So, like, what's the podcast gonna be about? Is it gonna be, like, fucking deep dive to destroy this person who fucking ruined your appetite?
Or no, I'll tell you at the end.
Okay.
But first, I just want to put Aaron on blast a little bit more. So, we're about halfway down the page now, and I've only got to the first set of usable instructions, all right? First half of the page, bullshit. Second half of the page, let's see where we're at, okay? First instructional part. There's no numbers, right? This just says, how to cut potatoes into wedges. Now, let's just assume that I've eaten potato wedges before, as perhaps indicated in that long paragraph that I read prior to my rant, right? I've eaten them. I've handled them. I've looked at them. I've seen them. I've seen them on TV. I've seen other people eat them. And I can even fucking guess what shape a wedge is.
Okay, did you hear that?
Yeah.
Okay, one sec. I need to let my dog out again.
Okay.
He had enough. He chilled out, but now he really wants to leave. Okay. one sec. Just fucking. Maybe he's upset too.
He's definitely upset. I can feel it.
Oh shit. Okay. I'm back.
Okay. What was I yelling about? Sorry. The shape of wedges, right? I think it's feasible to say you don't need an entire section about how to cut a potato into wedges, but let's indulge Aaron here for a second, right? Step one, cut a raw potato in half, lengthwise, okay. Cut it in half again, lengthwise, okay. For larger potatoes, once you cut those fucking bad boys in half again, just say, cut the fucking potatoes in half a bunch of times, man. Did you, you have three steps that are exactly the fucking same. Next section.
But obviously this was written for babies, because like maybe this was written for someone who's never seen a potato before.
Then why the fuck would you want to make it if you've never seen it before, if you never even heard of it before?
Because we all crave new things, Matt. You know, like maybe they haven't seen a potato, or they haven't even felt the fucking the silky outside of potato. They crave it.
But normally, like, people have at least, you know, a concept of what, you know, they're trying to make, right? You wouldn't go to, like, a foreign country and say, like, okay, I want to make paella. I don't even know what a fish is, but, like, let's make it.
Yeah. It's kind of fucked up, though, describing what a fucking wedge is, even in the recipe for fucking potato wedges.
Here's the next paragraph. How to make potato wedges. This sounds very interesting, doesn't it? Wrong. Step one, wash and cut the potatoes into wedges. That was covered in the fucking previous step. Step two, season the wedges. With what? We don't fucking know what. Step three, coat in oil or cooking spray. How much? How much oil? What kind of oil? Cooking spray. I thought that's the shit you fucking spray on the floor to fucking prank your brothers and sisters. Step four, bake until crisp and golden. What temperature? How many? Like, for how long? What the fuck is this, dude? Okay, now we've reached a section on this page that says step-by-step instructions, right? Normally you would think they would go 1, 2, 3, 4, right? Can I get a confirmation, please?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Were you waiting for, like, fucking Aaron? I feel like you're trying to, like, manifest this fucking offer just in front of you, just with pure rage.
I just want to make sure that I'm not saying anything incorrect here, right? There's nothing that I've said so far that is not correct.
Yeah, it makes sense. Like,
right, it makes sense.
Was this written on fucking Earth? Like,
dude, I fucking get it. So. Okay, step-by-step instructions. Step one, start by washing the potatoes to get rid of any dirt. Fine. Okay, what's the next step after step one? Do you know? Any ideas?
What do you mean, like cut the potatoes?
No, I mean like, what do you think comes after step one? Like numerically.
Step two? Wait.
That's fucking wrong, dude. Step one comes again. You know what step one is again?
What?
Add the wedges to a large mixing bowl and sprinkle with paprika, garlic, and onion powder, salt, and pepper. I did not know this 15 minutes before. I do not know if I have this in my house. I've already cut the potatoes, and now I don't even know if I have the correct seasoning. Where is the list of ingredients?
Maybe you don't deserve potatoes. Maybe this is a trial to fucking get the world's best
potatoes. I do deserve potatoes.
Fuck, the world's best... The world's best potatoes? Like, you gotta fucking work for that. It's like you have to go for the fucking tournament era in a fucking anime. You have to work all your way fucking up, like, do whatever shit you have to do, and then you get the fucking world's best potatoes.
But
you don't fucking...
Why? Why do I have to have my balls fucking bashed every single time I want to fucking look at a recipe, man?
Maybe you can't handle the flavor. Maybe you have to go through all this bullshit just fucking... to handle it. Maybe your taste buds will fucking explode if you ate one of these recipes. But going for all these bullshit fucking recipes.
Hold on. It still gets fucking worse, all right? Okay, so step two, drizzle with two tablespoons of olive oil. Fine. Okay, that's normal. Step three, place on a baking tray. That's normal. Step four, bake for 35 to 40 minutes. We don't know what fucking temperature. For an extra crispy finish, turn the wedges halfway. Okay, we can guess what that means. No temperature, all right? Step five, put them in the fucking air fryer. This recipe did not say this was an air fryer recipe.
Yeah, I thought it'd be a fucking... Wait, like, now they bring up a fucking air fryer?
Dude, hold on. Step four, right? Step four was bake for 30 to 45 minutes. We don't know what temperature. We don't even know what setting. And then put in the air fryer. Preheat the air fryer to 390 degrees Fahrenheit and 198 degrees Celsius. Where was this fucking section before? Shouldn't have this section been, like, way up? I have the oven preheated to fucking God knows what because you didn't tell me. And now I have to go out and buy a fucking air fryer just to make this recipe? frequently asked questions. Can you freeze homemade potato wedges? The reason why people are asking you this fucking question, Aaron, is because you did not give them the instructions prior. So they have cut the potatoes, they have cobbled together whatever fucking seasoning is in their house, and now they have to go away, put it back in the freezer, so they can take a 2-hour journey to IKEA and buy a fucking air fryer. By the way, we still have not reached, like, the actual, like, details and shit.
Yeah, the actual recipe.
For best results, be sure to scrub the potatoes as well, as the potatoes are not clean before being stocked in a grocery store. This was covered in at least one or two previous steps already.
If that, like, maybe fucking 3 or 4 fucking times. Maybe this person was, like, traumatized. Maybe they just ate fucking dirt and they thought it was a potato. So now they're like, yeah, make sure you fucking wash it. Wash that shit.
I mean, that's common sense, man. If you've ever eaten a potato for any kind of fucking root vegetable, you know that shit comes out of the ground. You know what goes in the ground. Worms fuck in the ground. People shit in the ground. Just fucking wash it off a little bit, man. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But Matt, what's this podcast about?
I'll tell you, okay? Hold on, we're almost there. Okay, now, we still have not even received the temperature we have to set the oven to. And after that section, it says other great sides, right?
Wait,
I have not even made. I have not even made these potatoes. I have not even made them. And I'm being recommended mashed potatoes, garlic roast potatoes, roasted potatoes, and roasted Brussels sprouts. One, I don't have any Brussels sprouts. I'm not a heathen. The other three, I'm making this recipe. Why the fuck am I going to read this? And you haven't... Oh my god. I'm being recommended other recipes when I'm halfway through this one. Did you make this? Click here to leave a rating.
I don't know. I don't know if you need to season the potatoes with just the amount of fucking salt that you're giving me right now.
Dude. Okay. After that section, she has the fucking audacity to ask me to subscribe to her newsletter. I'm not going to do that. Sorry, Aaron.
Maybe that's what the recipe is.
Oh, no, okay, so right underneath that subscribe to our newsletter bit, right? Here we have the actual recipe, right? This is perfect. This is actually really nice, right? Let's make best ever potato wedges, right? Here's a little blurb. Healthier than fried, these chunky wedges are a true delight and perfect for busy weekend night meals. They're so good and they taste like the ones you get from a restaurant. Great, that's what I wanted. That's why I clicked on the article, right? Prep time, 10 minutes, cook 40 minutes. Total 50 minutes, serves 4. Here we go. Ingredients. They have all the ingredients here. It's perfect. 32 ounces of waxy potatoes, 1/2 teaspoon of paprika, 1 teaspoon of garlic powder, 1 teaspoon of onion powder, sea salt, freshly ground black pepper, and low fat cooking spray and or olive oil. Normal. That's perfect. That's great. Instructions. Preheat the oven. We got a temperature. Wash potatoes again for the 4th fucking time.
Wait. I just realized that you sent this recipe to me, and I've never seen so many fucking lists in my entire life. Like,
dude.
Just lists of... Like, I don't... They list, like... Oh my god. Just there's so many lists, and they don't say anything. What the...
This is what I've had to deal with in a... You know... My blood sugar was low. I was delirious. I didn't know what to do. My hands were fucking shaking, Ollie. And just reading this, I just gave up, you know? Step 3. Cut the potatoes half lengthwise. She says cut them in half again. And then...
How many potatoes are we up to now? Can we have, like, a potato count?
Oh, fuck. Okay, then she gives you the rest of the fucking... the shit, right? Put them in a thing. Blah, blah, blah. Now... After the actual recipe, right? This recipe, the actual recipe, that took us like 2 minutes to read. This would have been so handy at the fucking very beginning. But don't worry, there's more bullshit afterwards. Tips and notes. The nutrition information is reflecting low-fat cooking spray. Using olive oil result in higher calories. I think that's a given, right? If you're using something that says low-fat, right? It's called low-fat, right?
Yeah.
There's gonna be no fat in it. There's a low amount of fat. Don't tell us this. We know. Why the fuck was this number one on your fucking tips and tricks?
Fuck, this roast is fucking fueling me. Like, you won't need to cook those fucking potatoes. They'll be fucking burnt now.
We're almost at the end here.
No, you keep saying that, Matt. I don't We're believe here. You. I don't believe you that this is the end of the recipe. Like, you even sent it to me and I kept scrolling. I didn't even get to the fucking end of the recipe.
Okay, so the last bit here is nutritional information.
Please.
This, how the fuck... This nutritional information, right? This is going to be different for every single person who makes a different recipe. So why the fuck even provide this? Every potato is different. You know, you might use less. You might use more. This nutritional information doesn't mean anything. Author. Okay, we have the author. Course. Side dishes. Cuisine. Fuck it. Cuisine. American. Did I need to know this? Why the fuck was this here in tiny text? Okay. After that, follow me on social. Fuck no. Update notes. So this is, so Erin initially uploaded this on May of 2014. Okay, cool. You know, she wrote it 6-7 years ago. But then she republished it with step-by-step photos as well as nutritional information and a video. So this recipe was already around before. And then a couple of years later, she decided, oh, you know what? Let me add a video and let's fuck shit up. Let's make it incomprehensibly difficult to fucking find the article. I mean, find the actual recipe. And let's put fucking 10,000 other pieces of shit in the way. Leave a review. I'm going to leave a review. 1 star.
What, are you reviewing it right now?
Fuck you, Erin. You ruined my life. I'll never eat potatoes again, thanks to you.
Matt, are you doing okay? Is this what the podcast is about? It's about you fucking recovering? Like, fucking your recovery after Erin?
I'm gonna put my real email in there, too, so she can fucking get back to me.
Maybe we should...
My comment is awaiting moderation.
we could get her on.
Oh, my God.
We could get Erin on here, and you could fucking hash it out.
Wait. Oh, my God, I'm reading the reviews. Someone even asked, hi, I was just wondering if there's a do-ahead tip. Hope I didn't miss it, as I already read through. Don't worry, Chardel Grelach. You definitely missed it. Okay.
It's fucking Chardel Grelach. That sounds like a fake name.
Even so, the author has to come back, right? Read these fucking comments, asking people where the fuck in the recipe, right? This shit is. She had to come back to him, and you know what? She got back to this person like 4 days later, right? They submitted this question on December the 19th. They got back to them on December the 23rd. The person is not making fucking potatoes anymore, Erin. Okay? You fucked up. Obviously, the way you formatted this is not correct, and you fucking gave some information here that's not even relevant. Okay? One review was just, what the fuck? I'm a complete potato junkie. What the fuck? Thank you, Ian. I'm glad you enjoyed the recipe. Anyway, I'm done. That's the end of this thing. My idea, right? Fuck all of this shit, right? Erin's baked potatoes, whatever the fuck. We start our own competing website. We'll call it recipe.gov, right? Make it sound very official. And every week we'll have an episode where the episodes are only 2 minutes long. And you know what? You want to know what's going to be in those fucking episodes?
Wait, well, you're asking me?
Yeah.
I'm recipes?
That's right, dude. Just recipes, man. You go to the web, you go to the website, download whatever episode you want to listen to. Say you want to listen to best ever potato wedges episode, right? Episode 15, best ever potato wedges. Okay, as soon as you play the episode, there's no fucking around. All it says is press play, right? Press play. Okay, press play. You will need 32 ounces of waxy potatoes, half a teaspoon of paprika, 1 teaspoon of garlic powder, 1 teaspoon of onion powder, sea salt, freshly ground black pepper, low-fat cooking spray. Preheat the oven to 400 degrees Fahrenheit or 200 degrees Celsius. Wash the potatoes and get rid of any dirt. Cut the potatoes in half lengthwise, or get rid of that fucking step and just cut the potatoes into wedge shapes. Step 4. Add the wedges to a large mixing bowl. Spray with low-fat cooking spray, or use olive oil if you're feeling fancy. Step 5. Spread the wedges on a single layer over a large baking sheet lined with nonstick foil and bake for 30 to 45 minutes.
Matt, you went too quickly. I'm still on the fucking the second one. What was it? Cut them into fucking triangles? What was it?
That's it. That's the whole episode, right? Just do that. That took even less than 2 minutes, man. That was like 30 seconds, right?
Yeah.
So I have wasted your time. I have wasted my time. and I have wasted probably like a few other people's time just trying to fucking understand this fucking website.
But maybe, I don't know, because every single fucking website is like that. Maybe we don't get it. Maybe your podcast should be like fucking like an essay that goes on for fucking 20 minutes and then you get the recipe. Maybe that's what the demographic needs. I don't know.
Like, I do, like, why? Why the fuck? Oh, God. Why the fuck is it like this? Like, it's not just this website, right? Any fucking website you go to is full of this fucking dog shit.
Yeah. Maybe they pay them, like, per word or something. Like, per list.
That's fine, you can do that, but, like... But put that shit at the bottom, man. Surely that makes sense, right? If you open a cookbook, you're not gonna go to the... You're not gonna read the fucking first quarter of your family tree's fucking history to figure out where fucking...
Grandma, no, get the potato from.
You know where she got it from. She got it from the old man down the road who's been growing potatoes for all of his life. You don't even know what they're fucking called. It should be step one, get potato. Step two, cook potato. Not step one, let me tell you about the story of my family. Here's my fucking traditional song and dance. Let me tell you about my fucking my mother, my father, my uncle. I knew this one kid in high school. Like,
okay, but right now you're giving Grandma Nona a fucking disservice. Like, you have to listen to her whole fucking her family history, her family fucking dynamic to fucking understand the taste of those potatoes.
No. Fuck that. Someone else can do that, and then they can make me the list. I'm not gonna do that shit. Why the fuck should I suffer just because this lady, Erin, right? Erin had to go and fucking listen to her fucking Grandma Nona, tell her about the fucking the history of man and shit, right? The fucking, like, some fucking 2001 Space Odyssey shit going on, right? For fucking 2,000 years, right? Then they developed the fucking potato. They cultivated it. They grew it. 4,000 years later, her grandmother makes some fucking banging wedges. Fine. Tell me how she did it. Don't tell me all this shit, dude. That's my idea. My podcast name, I would like to call it Wild for Wedges.
So wait. I don't understand. Like, wait, so is the website like just recipes for wedges, or is it you trying to find like the fucking perfect wedge recipe and it's just your fucking anguish of just never finding a fucking recipe for wedges?
I think it'll just be like a very simple website. There'll be like four pictures, right? Maybe like even like one or two pictures maximum per recipe. The UI is going to be like completely blank, right? Only text. You just control F, look for the fucking recipe you want, click on it. Boom, right there is the fucking ingredients, the oven temperatures and shit, right? And then you listen to an episode and it just tells you exactly what you want to fucking know, right? That's it. It's like, you know, it's not like Binging with Babish where he fucking massages the Wagyu and shit. Like, if it's just, here's the ingredients. Here's how to cook it. Add sauce. That's it. And I think if we can do that and if it catches on, we can single-handedly destroy all of these fucking idiots who made this website or any other cooking website. Because I just want to eat, man. If I'm hungry, I don't have time for this shit. Yeah, I don't have time.
Yeah, because I think, like, a lot of people don't have time. You need fucking, like, cooking, like, a minimalism. Just to get down to the fucking basics. It's like, you gotta fucking Marie Kondo that shit.
That's all I want, Ollie. That's all I want. The only thing I want on this planet is just for things to be fucking simple. I do not want a fucking international crisis because I cannot make fucking potato wedges. Fuck this website. Fuck the internet, man.
I don't know if you're capable of... I think we need to get someone else on to do this podcast, because I think you're, like, every episode, you're just gonna fucking roast Erin. Like, you're just gonna find more recipes from fucking Erin. Fucking destroy them.
Dude, I'm looking at this bitch's website right now, and she's got this fucking stupid bubble at the top of her website that says trending warming soups. I'll let you dissect this, Ollie. Trending, right? Who the fuck is calculating trending soups, right? Who is gauging this kind of...
Wait, what, Matt, wait. Fucking, like, what, like, 30 years ago? Well, how many ever episodes we did? Weren't you fucking thirsty for soups?
Yeah, but...
Wasn't it... It was you, Matt. It was you all along. You made soups trend.
I do like soups.
You fucking love soups.
I have a feeling that I'm the only person who likes soups. But who the fuck is gauging this interest, right? Who the fuck is going around collecting this fucking data and saying that, wow, soups are so hot right now?
Yeah, because soups are fucking hot right now.
Dude, soups are hot all the fucking time. That's the whole point of soup, right? Second, it's called warming soups, bruh. The soup has got to be fucking hot. Soup is hot, right? Nobody's going to drink fucking cold soup. I'm gonna get a fucking aneurysm just being on this fucking webpage.
I think you already have. How are you still on the, like, just close it. Fucking, like, we need to chill out.
Okay.
You don't need fucking warming soup, my man. Just get a fucking gazpacho or something. You need to cool yourself down.
For fuck's sake. I just don't understand. I mean, I understand you want to share your fucking story, but is this really the right place? Start a fucking blog, you know? Or, like, at least have a fucking button on your website that says skip to recipe.
Maybe Aaron needs a podcast.
Maybe Aaron should have a podcast, because she would make my fucking life a hell of a lot easier. Do people really enjoy... Do you know anybody who goes through, like, recipes, right? Nobody does this. Nobody goes to a fucking recipe website and they say, you know what? I'm not really interested in making some food. I want to know what the backstory is, but behind this fucking cauliflower soup. I think anybody can very easily assume what the root of a cauliflower soup is. I think some fucking peasant 8,000 years ago got a cauliflower and put it in some fucking hot water. Cauliflower soup.
Yeah, because, like, back then they didn't know what to do with fucking anything. So, like, they were like, what's this shit? No, it doesn't matter. Just fucking boil it.
Exactly. Fucking boil it. Eat it. Whatever the fuck, man. Mash it. Step on it with your feet and toes and whatever the fuck. Just tell me how you did it. Don't tell me the fucking backstory of this one potato that your grandmother had that was shaped like Jesus or some shit and it changed her life.
Maybe Grandma Nona had a fucking gun. It was like, right, my next life story. No, keep going. Put a list. No, put another list.
you know, how did they do this back in the day, right? They had little... flashcards. Remember this shit? They had flashcards that you would just write down the recipe on.
Yeah.
Let's go back to that.
Yeah,
let's call the fucking website Flashcard Recipes. You know?
Wait. So this isn't a podcast. This is a fucking website.
this is a potential business with podcast in it. No, I want the podcast to be like one recipe and one podcast in like 2 minutes max, you know?
Yeah. This is just like, just back to basics.
Exactly, dude. Back to basics. If you look at the cooking time, right, on that recipe, it says preparation time, 10 minutes. That does not include reading the fucking website and finding the fucking ingredients, because it is so fucking disorganized.
Yeah, this is like a fucking like day affair.
I just wanted to make potato wedges, man. I cook potatoes all the time. I thought, let's fucking kick it up. Let's make some wedges. How hard can it be? Turns out it's a fucking nightmare.
But it is, I feel like you've been through a fucking nightmare. This is like the worst fucking day of your life.
I'm still here. I'm still in the nightmare, man. I still haven't made these fucking potato wedges. And I'm, to be honest, I'm not even sure that I'm going to now.
I feel like you're slowly fading away as we're doing this. Like, do you need some, like, fucking, do you need that soup? Do you need to fucking, do you mean to, I could get you, I could pick up a, like, a recipe, make you some soup.
Maybe
you can get to pick me up before the wedges. Wait, I'll do it now. It'd be easy. I'll just Google a quick recipe.
Fuck.
And make you a soup. What do you need? Potato soup? Like a good potato soup? Oh, it's right here. The best potato soup.
Fuck. Is this real?
I'll just do it. Yeah, it's quick and easy. Fucking potato soup.
Okay. How quick and easy is this recipe, dude?
Is this the bookmark? Oh, this is a video.
I don't want to watch the video, man. I just want a list of shit that I need.
It's right here. It's a list. Okay, there's one list. Okay, let me just go.
Is this
okay.
The list for the actual recipe, or is this a different list?
I don't know. Is this something about bacon? They recommend it. I don't know. Okay, how to make it. Okay, you cook bacon. Okay, that's good.
Hold on. I thought this was a soup recipe.
Yeah, it's soup recipe. Oh, there's variations for it. Okay, do you want it gluten-free? Do you want it vegetarian?
I want it edible, and I want it fucking right now.
There's a list of seasonings. What kind of seasonings do you want it? They have her favorite.
Whose favorite?
I didn't get her name. Wait, I'm scrolling back up. I'm gonna get her a profile. When did you want this? Oh, it's Al. Her name's Allie. Okay, she likes tasty. Okay, I'm gonna go for her about me page. When did you want the soup?
Fuck, dude. This is what I'm talking about, man. Surely the person, design conscious person, right? Or anybody even with an inkling of self.
Oh, wait, she has two dogs. I'm just going through. I got a link that went to her Instagram. I'm looking at her two dogs. They're so fucking cute. She got married.
Does she have a recipe on her Instagram? Anyway, I think I made my point very clear, right? And I'm sure it's a universally understandable plight that we live in right now. And I just wanted to stop, to be honest. I just want whoever the fuck writes this shit, whoever the fuck designs this shit, I just want them to stop. I just want peace on earth, food for everybody, and fucking don't make these recipes so fucking complicated to read, man.
But recipes are complicated fucking business.
Are they? They don't have to be. I mean, this is a recipe for potato wedges, Ollie. I mean, I really did not need to look at a recipe, right? I just wanted to look at one, just to make sure that I knew, like, what I was doing. But obviously, I could have just gotten the potatoes and cut them up into fucking wedges shapes and stuck them in the oven. And that's, I just wanted validation, right? I just wanted to say, yes, you're doing the correct thing. Maybe if you forgot this step, add some spices, add some extra oil or whatever.
What spices?
I don't know. I don't even remember. I cannot even fucking.
I don't even. I think it's a perfect scam, really. Are you sure Aaron's not a fucking scam artist? Like, by the time you get to that fucking recipe, I don't even know what a potato wedge is. Like, what is this recipe?
I don't know. I'm so tired, Ollie.
Did you take a nap? Did you take a fucking nap mid-recipe?
I just want that fucking sweet potato in my fucking body. I just want to dip those motherfuckers in ketchup, right? Wait 2 to 4 hours and have my body fucking break them down into just small pieces of brown waste that comes out of my ass in the morning, dude. That's all I want. But no, we are made to suffer every day. Every day we are punished, Ollie. For seeking the knowledge that should be given to us for free.
I think what you crave isn't like, wait, it's not a fucking recipe. It's not a podcast. It's not a fucking website. What you're calling for is fucking revolution. It's
exactly, dude. We need to rally the people, get the grandmas, get the moms, get old, you know, everybody's sister who likes to bake fucking cookies and shit. We need to weaponize them, militarize them. We need to fucking radicalize them, okay? We'll have training camps, just like ISIS, dude. It'll be perfect.
Holy shit. Okay, this accelerated really fucking quickly.
That's it. I don't have anything else to say.
Yeah. Fucking easy bake this fucking revolution, Matt.
Easy bake this revolution.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't have anything else to say. I think I've said enough. I've said too much.
Is this a podcast? I know you say that's a podcast. Is this a fucking podcast? I don't know. How many videos are you going to put in this fucking podcast?
However many recipes there are on Earth, I swear to God, if this becomes a show, I will make a fucking recipe for every single fucking piece of food known to man. And I will try and make it, I will swear to God, I will make it as easy as fucking possible. I'm not promising the best world's baked potatoes and shit, right? I'm just going to tell you how to do it. If you want to fuck it up, fine. If you want to fucking put some extra shit, fine. But I'm not gonna fuck you around. I'm not gonna fucking yank your chain and shit. I'm not gonna tell you any of this fucking preamble. I'm just gonna tell you what you need and how to fucking do it. That's my dream, Ollie. That's my fucking dream.
Yeah, I can feel it. I'm sweating. I'm just like, I didn't realize I was sweating until right now. Off you went through all this, but I'm just fucking drenched. I think we really need to make the fucking IQ equivalent. This is why people get fucking Hello Chef or Blue Apron or whatever shit. Just slap a fucking post-it note on some potatoes. It doesn't matter if you have fucking two potatoes fucking left over, like fucking yeah. IKEA. You're
right, dude. You're 100% right. Look at those guys. You know, the fucking Hello Chef and whatever the fuck you said. All you need is to order it. They give you the recipe and they give you the fucking the shit you need. You're even cutting out the middleman.
Hmm.
Maybe we should market this to like Hello Fresh or whatever.
Yeah. Maybe that's how it started. Someone just found fucking Aaron's recipe. It was like, I can't fucking take it anymore. Okay, we're gonna create a business. We're gonna just fucking ship potato wedges fucking to the people.
Okay, I've had the fucking greatest idea. HelloFresh, right? Same model as HelloFresh, except do you know about those fucking birthday cards, right? You know birthday cards?
Yeah.
You know those birthday cards when you open them and they play music?
Yeah. Oh.
We should record the podcast episode for that recipe on one of those fucking cards. You open the card, it has what you need and what temperature.
Holy shit.
Then when
shit.
You're done, you fucking throw it in the trash. Because they don't last very long, right?
Yeah.
Oh, and then you just put them. You put them in the boxes, Ollie.
Yeah,
that's it. You put them in the boxes and then...
Yeah, you get fucking grandma's known as recipe, you fucking wind it up, you fucking open it up, fucking reads it out.
How many
hours is that gonna be?
Dude, this is the fucking greatest idea I've ever fucking had.
Are you okay? Should I leave the room?
We need to call our manager. That's it. I don't have anything else left to say.
Are you okay? You're visibly sweating. Like no, I mean we're all sweating, but that it's really just pouring out of you.
Yeah, you know, I should have just done what I should. I'm just gonna do what I should have done fucking hours ago and just order them from fucking restaurant.
Like this is why I get takeout. This is too much. this is too much for me to handle.
Is this a podcast? No, I'm keeping this idea to myself, man. We're gonna sell this to HelloFresh. Fuck okay, that shit.
Yeah, just cut it. that's a podcast. So we'll close it.
Okay. This is my PSA, okay? If you guys are thinking about writing some shit, do it fucking normally, please. Okay? Otherwise I'm gonna fucking have a stroke.
I think we're gonna keep this to ourselves.
Yeah, but when I eventually do die of a fucking recipe-induced stroke, people will scour through our belongings and stuff and they'll find this fucking they're gonna find this fucking field recording. Anyway, I think that's it. That's enough, right? I've had enough.
Yeah, I feel like we need to cool you down. We just fucking dunk you in some fucking ice water.
Just cover me in some. Yeah, man, exactly. Fucking put me in a sensory deprivation tank and fucking leave a piece of lasagna outside.
I don't know. I think at this stage, if we put you in a fucking sensory deprivation chamber, like it'd be complete darkness. And then suddenly, you just see that fucking recipe. You just see fucking Aaron's recipe come to you.
Oh
fucking
my God.
The whole fucking essay. And it's inescapable.
I fucking hate this planet. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Is that it?
That's it.
That's podcast, yeah.
Let's cut it.
Okay, so fuck this planet. Eat potato wedges. And, have a good time.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, okay. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, it's Ollie from Witchcast here. I'm just here to let you know that you can follow us at Witchcast on Instagram or Twitter. And if you really vibe with what we're selling over here, go text your mom or your dad or your babysitter. And just tell them about the show. Bye.
Can I did what you were asking. I'd like to see my dog.